Hallelujah. So this week we've continued our reading in the experience of life to be supplied by the present ministry. And in particular, we were reading chapter 3 this week on the matter of consecration. So we wanted to have a little fellowship this morning to supplement our reading. So when God created man, man was God's possession. So God could demand consecration from him because he owned man by creation. But when man fell away from God and he fell under the authority of God's law because the wages of sin is death. And so man was no longer under the authority of God, he was under the authority of God's law. This is like a criminal that breaks the law. He comes under the authority of the law, and he's subject to the penalty of the law. So the criminal is no longer free to do what he wants, when he wants. He has to go to prison. His life is shortened by the fact of his breaking the law. But hallelujah, God redeemed us. Amen. He shed his blood and purchased us back from under the authority of the law so that God again owned man. Hallelujah. Amen. So God again has the right of ownership over man. And God can ask us to consecrate ourselves to him because we're his possession. So Galatians 4:5 says that he redeemed those under law. He didn't redeem us from Satan. He didn't redeem us from sin. He didn't purchase us from the world because none of those things had a legal right over us. Only the law had the legal right over us fallen sinners. But hallelujah for the precious blood of Christ.
Amen.
He redeemed us. So now he has the right of ownership over us and can expect us to consecrate ourselves to him. This is the basis of our consecration. Our consecration is not based on our affection for God. It's based on it has a legal basis. And that's what makes our consecration very stable.
Amen.
Consecration is a very basic experience of life. It's the foundational experience upon which all our other experiences are built. So if our consecration doesn't have a solid basis, our whole experience of life will not be stable. But hallelujah for the blood of Christ,
Amen.
By which he purchased us from under the law. But once he's purchased us, then his love constrains us. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says the love of Christ constrains us.
Amen.
So we're not constrained by the fact of God's ownership. We're constrained because we've enjoyed his love.
Amen.
And because of his love, we're motivated to give ourselves to him. Hallelujah for God's love. And Romans 5:5 says the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So through the Spirit, we enjoy God's very love. Because of his love that we enjoy and experience, we give ourselves to him afresh. Praise the Lord for the motive of consecration.
Amen.
And because of his love, then we present ourselves a living sacrifice to him.
Amen.
This is in Romans 12:1. Paul says, I exhort you, therefore, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice,
Amen.
Holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
It's very reasonable for us to present ourselves to the Lord because he's purchased us and because he loves us. So it's very reasonable to present ourselves as a sacrifice. So the result of our consecration the experience of our consecration results in a sacrifice. So our consecration affects what kind of job we have. It affects what kind of house we buy and where we buy it and where we live. Our consecration affects our whole life, what kind of clothes we wear. I didn't used to dress like this. You wouldn't recognize the way I dressed. I used to have a pink shirt that I really liked to wear. But now I don't wear that shirt. I don't even have that shirt because I gave myself to the Lord.
Amen.
And our consecration affects our clothing. It affects where we live.
Amen.
There was a couple that rented a house. This was back in the 70s. That was some distance from the other saints. They even timed how long it took them to get to the meeting hall. They said, it only takes us eight minutes to get to the meeting hall, so where we live is okay. The fact that they said that showed that they had something in their conscience that was telling them, you're too far away from the saints. And sure enough, later on, they left that house and rented a different house. Thank you. So our consecration affects everything in our living. What kind of job we have, how much time we have to work. When I moved to Seattle and was looking for a job, I made the decision I would not take a job that had a lot of overtime. And so the Lord gave me a job that didn't have a lot of overtime.
Amen.
We don't need to spend our time on the world or on earning money. We need to have jobs, but we don't need to have jobs that occupy our whole time. Our time is critical for the Lord's interest.
Amen.
We need to devote our time to the Lord and to His kingdom.
Amen.
We shouldn't be spending our time on other things. So our consecration affects our time. It affects what we spend our time on, what kind of job we have, even how long our commute is. Brother Michael is looking for a job right now, I know. And he was offered a job in Kent. Or no, he wasn't offered it, but there was a job possibility in Kent. But he didn't really want that job because it would take too much of his time to go there and come back again, too much time taken from the church life. So all these matters of our living are affected by our consecration. The result of our consecration is an abandonment of our future and of everything. So 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15 says, we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. So the fact that the Christ died for us means that our life is over.
Amen.
We judge that because he died for all, we all died.
Amen.
And if we died, we have no future. So the result of our consecration is that we abandon our future. We don't consider our future anymore. In 1970, there was an entire church in Southern California that picked up and migrated to Seattle to begin the church life there. They all abandoned their future.
Amen.
They all had a future in Southern California. There was one brother who was on the verge of retirement, but because of the Lord's move at that time, he abandoned his retirement for the sake of God's interest. And the Lord blessed him when he came to Seattle. He never had a retirement, but the Lord took care of him. So this is a normal result of our consecration. We abandon our future. Excuse me for saying something about myself, but when I graduated from college, I was looking for a job, a permanent job, and I was offered two jobs. One was at a place called Autonetics, a division of North American, which was just an ordinary job, and there were some brothers working there. I was offered another job, which was a research position for 76 Union, which was like a dream job, and they offered several hundred dollars a month more. But I knew that research job, even though it was very attractive, would drain me from so much energy that I needed for the church life. I didn't want to be drained in my living so that I couldn't devote my energy to the church life. Amen. So I forsook that. I abandoned that future. And I took the job where the brothers were. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, cover me for speaking about myself. But anyway, this is a normal issue of our consecration.
Amen.
We give up our future.
Amen.
We abandon our future to the Lord.
Amen.
He takes care of us.
Amen.
He will supply us. He'll provide for us.
Amen.
We shouldn't have any other focus in our living.
Amen.
And this matter of consecration is not a once-for-all thing.
Right.
This is typified by the burnt offering in the Old Testament.
Right.
The burnt offering was offered every morning and every evening.
Amen.
It wasn't a once-for-all offering. And not only that, it was offered at every feast. Every time there was a special event, a special occasion, there was the burnt offerings.
Amen.
You remember when Solomon dedicated the temple? There was so many burnt offerings, they couldn't even use the burnt offering altar because there wasn't room for all the offerings that were made. They covered the grounds of the outer court with burnt offerings because it was a special event, a special occasion. This is the normal experience of our consecration. At every stage of our life, we need a fresh consecration.
Amen.
Not only every morning and every evening, but whenever there's a new stage in our living, you buy a new house, You take a new job. It's time for a fresh consecration.
Amen.
A fresh consecration to devote that job and that house to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this experience of life.
Amen.
This is not a legal requirement. These are all experiences of the life.
Amen.
The life that we've received by our regeneration.
Amen.
Hallelujah for consecration.
Amen.
May we all continue to read this book, The Experience of Life, that we could go on in our experience of Christ.